A political analyst says they believe that EFF has reached its pinnacle and that it's unlikely to reach much beyond its current 10% electoral vote. This may prove to be short-sighted. Kim Heller wrote an article in The African that since its inception, the party may hold a small fraction of the electoral vote, but its sheer voice and its scope of influence is far beyond its current electoral holding, not only in South Africa, but in the continent and internationally. We welcome to the program Kim Heller. Kim, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real honor.
Thank you for availing yourself. We really appreciate your kind gesture in this regard. Kim, you believe, or you seem to believe, that many political analysts underestimate the power that the EFF may yield both at home and in the rest of Africa.
Yes, certainly. I think we're all quite in politics now ahead of 2024. And I've seen a lot of reports coming up which put the maximum level of EFF support around 10%. And I argue that we must take a more sophisticated approach to that, anticipating a higher share of vote for the party, but also bringing to the attention of listeners and people in general that the EFF, I believe, has got a very long-term vision in terms of their support base and their dialogue and discussions on the concept of a united Africa, I think bodes well for a party like the EFF and will secure them support beyond the boundaries of South Africa. Now, while some people might find that not ideal in the short term, I argue that it bodes well for a long-term future for the EFF. And I think the sentiment is expressed perhaps less so in our own country than on the continent, where Julius Malema occupies a very is well regarded by many African leaders and citizens, and certainly in the diaspora. I, for one, do quite a lot of interviews in the diaspora in Spain and the US, and I get constant feedback on Julius Malema. You know, he's the one who stands up against white supremacy. He's the one who's making overtures and comments on the lives and well-being of black South Africans. And he is the one we're looking for as a future president.
Yes. So through those interactions and, you know, interviews, etc., you're able to get a feel of his profile on the continent. How much of a game changer is the EFF's commitment to African unity, and in which countries does he already have a footprint after, you know, but branches was established?
You know, he has established a very good footprint, and even I think he's in about five countries, including Zimbabwe, Namibia, Liberia, and in Namibia he actually has two MPs in parliament. And if I'm not mistaken, the Zimbabwean delegates came through to engage with the South African contingent quite recently. Now, I think I wrote this article also in the face of really growing and terrible xenophobia. I think the party and the dilemma have been quite brave in taking such a strong stance on Africa, because I think in the short term it may actually damage the electoral base here, because sadly black South Africans are seeing Africans from other countries as responsible for their economic distress, where African foreigners are just largely a scapegoat for the ANC's inability to deal with serious structural issues. So I think it's a brave decision. I think it's a long-term division. And I was contrasting in my article the position of the EFF, which I think is a noble position and speaks to the community, against the short-sighted, almost paralyzed stance of the ANC, who are so caught in faction that they can't see beyond that. And I think their strategy of factionism is spilling onto the streets of South Africa in the worst kind of way. We are almost being punished as citizens for the infighting, and we are collateral damage therein. So So I do think that the EFF is a party that's often criticized. We as analysts should take a different view and also see what they're doing. And I argue that in my piece, you know, I speak as a political analyst, but I was also for a short time working with the EFF and involved in the elections. And I've been very critical, and I spoke of many missteps, for instance, including the support of the DA in some municipalities. But when I look back now, many years later, something I criticized, I think now I look at as possibly quite a good tactic. So sometimes when we see the activity of political parties and leaders, we condemn them quite easily without understanding what their long-term vision is. So in summary, I think the EFF is looking to a long-term vision which speaks to a united Africa, and within that there's a very, very powerful offering where the governing party neither does it reflective, introspective perspective, looking back at the mistakes they've made. It's almost like they're blinded by factionalism and by a increasing schism between them and the people they mean to be representing.
Yes. You know, just elaborating further on that issue of the United Africa. Now, as you indicated also earlier, that in South Africa at the moment, and looking at the current levels of xenophobia, the party would appear to be a lone voice in favor of foreigners making home in South Africa. Would that type of policy, would it not then further reduce the voter base in South Africa itself, where obviously that would be the core focus, while this type of ideology has a broader appeal and a long-term vision, but in the short term it may hurt the party at the electorate?
Exactly. I think you're completely correct, and I think that is one of the issues. And it is a fact that they have lost even some quite senior people who haven't felt that the issue of porous borders is a good one and haven't quite bought into the vision of a united Africa. And I think the EFF must be commended for that, for actually not succumbing to this easy scapegoating. And I can already see the ANC using xenophobia as a very clear strategy in their next election, and that's shameful, because they're going to put all their failures, or the bulk of their failures, on the fact that they're illegal foreigners here. Where I think Julius has embraced an issue bravely, because yes, there might be short-term losses, but because his vision is pinned on a united Africa where he already has a presence, I think it is both a longer-term vision and a noble thing to do. And I think in the face of other parties using illegal foreigners or foreigners as a scapegoat, I think we should look favorably on what the EFF is doing. And unfortunately, we have a media in general that no matter what a party like the EFF will do, will condemn it. But we need to look objectively. And that's what I see. I could be wrong, but I'm looking at the positive picture. And knowing and having worked with Julius, he's a very long-term strategist. I've been overwhelmed by the response from people who have admired him and have seen and complimented his work to unite the continent. Because there's a big strategy in that. It's only with a united African base that this continent can thrive and become a real major force in the world economy. And as it is, we are fragmented. And I think the issue of fragmentation and big disunity also is a critical theme in South Africa. And, let's hope that Julius's philosophy and strategy of unity extends. Yes. And is seen within the borders itself, because a united black majority would be a game changer in this country, and right now we are very far from that.
Mm. Kim, thank you very much for chatting to us. We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Have a good day.
You also have a good day. Go well. Bye-bye. Yes, that was our guest, Kim Heller, chatting to us this morning about the vision of the EFF, an interesting perspective that she's given us in this regard.